Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Well, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about the donkey of Uzair alayhi salam. Now, listen carefully. A long time ago, there lived a prophet called Uzair alayhi salam, also known as Ezra. He was known for having a donkey. Riding it, he travelled far and wide across the land. One day, the Prophet Uzair alayhi salam was riding his donkey as usual. But this time, he came across ruins of an old city on the roadside. He walked through the empty remains. Its walls had crumbled to the dusty earth. Its homes were torn and scattered everywhere. Nothing was alive in this lifeless land. It seemed almost forgotten in that glittering sand. The Prophet Uzair alayhi salam said to himself, "How can Allah build back this city? How can he make it full of life? Something like this just seems like it's dead." But Allah hears and sees all things. Suddenly, Allah caused the Prophet Uzair alayhi salam and his donkey to die. Boys and girls, do you know how many years passed? Do you want to take a guess? Well, let me tell you. 100 years passed. The donkey turned to dust and bones, like the old city itself. Nothing but ruins remained. Then Allah brought Uzair alayhi salam back to life. Allah asked Uzair alayhi salam, "Do you know how long you were gone for?" After thinking hard, the Prophet Uzair alayhi salam said, "A day or part of a day." Allah replied, 100 years you missed. Look at your donkey. Only the bones survive." But in the next moment, Uzair alayhi salam's donkey was breathing beside him again. Its heart was beating. Its flesh was young, and it was wholesome once more. The Prophet Uzair alayhi salam looked around. Food and water that they'd brought with them 100 years ago was still fresh. It was still kept on the grass. The Prophet Uzair alayhi salam took a bite of the food. He said, "Allah really has power over everything." Right, boys and girls, that was a lovely short story. But now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Do you want to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay. Let me tell you. This story teaches us that there'd be a day when we would all be brought back to life, just like the donkey, just like the Prophet Uzair alayhi salam himself had been brought back once again. This day will come for everyone. So, boys and girls, what do we have to do to prepare for this day? We have to make sure we are friends of Allah. We have to always remember Allah, pray to Allah, do what Allah asks of us, always do good. We must help each other, our friends, our family, and care about everyone. We must love Allah, our Lord. Boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Are you ready? Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Shall we say it together? After three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. Now come on, boys and girls, you know this is very important. Now let's pray together. Ready? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.